Hello, this is Mull speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of... the 10th of July 2016, and this is the 398th Mull Out Loud podcast. It's Sunday morning and everything is very quiet apart from the currawongs, and I am just about to go to the market. I'm walking down to the market before I go and ring bells at the cathedral, and it's a very frosty, it's a chilly morning. I'm sure just up the road there is frost, but there isn't here. But it's been quite, although it's been very wet this last week or so, apart from the odd day, it's also been quite warm. So this is a rather nice Christmas. And I've just remembered that I should have brought my umbrella, and I haven't. So that's just too bad. But I have brought my glasses. I came out wearing my reading glasses, which I often do, and then realise sort of halfway to where I'm going that actually I can't see very well. But today, luckily, I had my other glasses with me, so I've just changed them. I'm just walking past the cafe I come to every morning, the Lansdowne Cafe, but it's closed. And it will be closed for the next week, so that'll be quite a change to my routine. And as you know, my routine has already changed a bit because this is Saturday's podcast coming to you on Sunday. Yesterday I had a full day of Qigong. It was a winter Qigong, and we concentrated on the kidney bladder meridians and stillness. It was a fabulous day, very, very calming and grounding, and just I couldn't have asked for more. It was also a really beautiful day outside, and one side of the hall where we were doing this, it's a small little hall that used to be a community school. You can see the mountain and the forest. So we were able to benefit from the beautiful day, even though we were inside. And as a result of this lovely long day and a commitment in the evening, I realised that I wasn't going to be able to do this Mull Out Loud podcast. And you might have realised too that murmurs didn't get to you either, so I do apologise for this double lapse. Murmurs was not going to complete itself. I realised at about 10:30 on Friday night that I still had a few hours to go, and I didn't want to doom the Qigong day by being too exhausted. So I'm afraid that's going to come to you possibly today, but definitely tomorrow. So I hope you'll be able to bear with me. I've just realised that one of the reasons it feels chilly is that it's quite foggy. I didn't notice when I came out, because looking up at the mountain is completely clear, and often it's under cloud. It's really beautiful standing out. But as I head down into the town, just having gone round this bend or curve in the crescent, it's really thick fog. It's like a completely different landscape, a bit like the one I was telling you about on Knocklofty yesterday. where it where you come round a bend at the summit, and then you come into this other landscape. But this is really marked. I'm sort of standing near a roundabout at the moment, and looking in one direction, I can see the top of Mount Nelson, and there's this line just below it, which is completely thick fog. So I think I'm just on the crest of it. I'm about to descend into it, and I won't be able to see anything at all. I wonder if the sound will change a bit too. It might muffle those cars a bit. Not that there are very many about, apart from the roundabout. And actually coming down here, I can see that there's frost on the cars too. Oh no, it's not. No. I'm just inventing it. It's my kind of slight yearning for frost and snow that is not that often met in this just slightly off-freezing climate. Yes, it is. It's getting notably colder, so I'm very glad I put on my coat and that I've got my gloves and that I don't have to manipulate the keyboard on this iPhone. So this last couple of days, my writing life, I guess I've been doing murmurs since I last spoke to you, and it's not that it doesn't kind of come to me, but I just find that I'm spending longer and longer in the actual writing of it, and so I need to adjust my timetable accordingly, and I haven't been able to quite do that, so it has become a bit of a race, and I don't really want it to be like that. I love having this idea that it's coming out every week at pretty much the same time. It sort of really helps me get into the rhythm and momentum of it, but I still need to give myself enough time to actually do it, and that isn't quite happening. In the next week, there are a couple of things that I'm going to I'm drawing through the next Morris and Mole episode, which will kind of reveal the next step in this plan for a Murmurs of Mole little book. And so I shall let you know about that. I'm not sure what format I shall start. I shall tell you that, apart from the Morris and Mole kind of is setting the stage. I hope to put that up. Well, maybe next week when there's no Murmurs of Mole and there are no podcasts, I might set it up and bring that to you on Friday so that something is there. I'm really looking forward to this sabbatical week, and I'm doing the sabbatical week at the same time as Doug Neal from Verbal to Visual, so that it kind of there's a kind of rhythm to it, and he has just told us he's going to do a 2-week sabbatical, and I'm not quite sure where I will go with that. I may have a part, oh gosh, those crows, I might have a part sabbatical as well in the second week, but it won't affect the podcasts. I shall continue to do the podcasts. And trying to work out a rhythm of short times off and maybe even at some point a longer time off. So maybe, you know, every 6 week becomes an unplugged week, and maybe every 7th month or every 7th month becomes an unplugged week. It's really interesting when you're working on your own how to create those times on and off. It's so much So much is bound up in feeling that you can't stop and then getting burnt out, or else falling into a complete sloth and not doing anything at all. So finding the right pattern is quite good. But I do like this six weeks on and 1 week off. It feels as if it gives me renewed energy for coming back to it. So yeah, I really start missing podcasting to you, and I really start missing moles. So that's working rather well. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that's working well. At the moment, I'm just about to cross a road. It's all right. There's nothing coming. I can at least see across the road in this fog. And I really hope that you are able to find a good rhythm to your day as well. And I know that rhythms get changed by circumstance and wellness and a whole lot, and seasons. And so one kind of rhythm doesn't necessarily work all the time, but I think that a lot of us do have a base rhythm. And if you're like me and your base rhythm seems slightly at odds with everyone else, I do hope that you trust your own and don't have to fit yourself too much around others. I know some aspects of fitting yourself around others is mandatory. I mean, if you've got a 9-to-5 job, it's 9-to-5. But there are other times of the day that that maybe your own rhythm can be trusted. So I think, especially after this Qigong day yesterday, I think I've realized for a while that my absolute right season is right now, and coming into myself. I feel in the true, and I feel slightly out of it when it's not this season. And there are ways in which that favourite season of mine can come into its own at particular times of the day. Even if generally speaking, you know, if it's summer outside, well, the evenings still have more of a winter aspect to them than the middle of the day, that sort of thing. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. I'm just coming down to the corner with the cork tree and heading off, not to my chocolate brownie stop, but to the market that goes down to the left. And I really look forward to talking to you on a Monday week. I can't even think what the date could possibly be. 19th, I think it will be the 19th of July, but don't hold me to getting the date right, but I promise you it will be Monday week. Thank you again, and have a great week.